Hey, what's going on? King Judah 23 here. I just wanted to say this because this is not going to be a very long session right here. It's going to be a couple minutes. But I just want to let you guys know that we are about to go into a real situation where we're at World War III. And I want to send a message to the European Caucasians. For 400 years, you have been the most conquering, the most evil, the most diabolical race, along with your employer, which is the Khazar Jewish employer. You have forced democracies all over the world. You have gone into the Middle East. There's no such thing as the Middle East, by the way, but we're going to go ahead with what they give us. You go into the Middle East. You rape and pillage the children, wives, and the men too. You go into Latin America. You interfere in their politics. You interfere in their drug war. You got your hands all over Mexico, along with the cartels. The cartels run Mexico, along with the DEA. Yes, European Caucasians. You guys have been getting away with so much. You have so much blood on your hands. And I just want to say this because America is now turning against itself. Look what's going on in Texas right now. Seriously, look what's going on in Texas. Texas is ready and prepared to go to war with America over this border situation. Look at what's really going on. Look at Joe Biden. His whole agenda is, we don't want to give the land back to the indigenous black man, woman, and child. So what we're going to do, we're going to flood a whole bunch of migrants and take all the resources. And I'm telling everybody right now, you need to strongly switch your status from American citizen to a United States national. You need to do that. I'm in the process of doing it. I will be having it done pretty darn soon. But you guys really seriously need to consider switching your status from a U.S. citizen to a U.S. national. And as a matter of fact, probably in the next 6-7 months, 8 months, I probably will have a whole section. Just a whole podcast on probably on a Friday night, just talking about switching your status once I get everything done and official. But you really strongly need to switch your status from U.S. citizen to U.S. national. You need to strongly do that. Because I'm going to tell you the reason why. The reason why these migrants can come in and get vouchers and get this and get all that, because they're not a citizen. See, this is what kills me about Caucasians. They're talking about, well, my taxes are paying for food stamps and my taxes paying for this. Your taxes don't even cover your ass. How your little $50,000-$75,000 job is going to cover a whole 50 states? Your taxes better take care of your ass. They take it from your isolated trust. And yes, we will be having discussions on that. The Queen in 1666 set up a trust for everybody in the world. Everybody in the world has a trust on them. They're getting publicly traded. Yes, these things are happening. After I get everything taken care of with this whole status switching and everything, I'm going to start really going into trying to find and get money out of my trust. Guys, I'm telling you right now, America has turned on itself. The European Caucasians are now the minority. The European Caucasians no longer in power. And they are afraid. They are seriously afraid. But this is exactly what you're going to. This is exactly what you deserve. But see, here's the thing, European Caucasians, and I want you to leave. I want to leave you with this. This is not even your punishment. You see how he's tripping out already? You see how the governor of Texas is? We standing right here on the border, and you see all these white truckers coming out and blocking the border and blocking the streets and blocking this and blocking that. You see all these militant groups going to Texas and blocking the border. You see all these white folks start tripping out, and this is not even your punishment. This is not even your punishment. I want you to understand something, American white man. This is only the beginning. See, here on Jewel Light Podcast, we talk real, man. We talk real. We don't sit up here, black people. I talk about black people all the time. I talk about Latinos all the time. I talk about this race and that race all the time. I talk about everybody. You're not immune, but European white man, this is not even your punishment. Wait till you have to serve 1,000 years of slavery under Satan. Woo! You are going to be tortured. You're going to be stabbed. You're going to be burned alive. You're going to get so much torture, and you're going to feel like you want to die, but you can't die. Wait until you have to serve 1,000 years of slavery under Satan. This is your punishment. This one going on with this little border situation, and they're taking your resources, taking your jobs, and taking your 401k to Roth IRAs. That's just a taste of what you're going to get, American white man, American white woman. 90% of white people serve Satan. This is facts. 90% of white people serve Satan. This is facts. So let me say this right here. Your forefathers sold you out. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, all Benjamin Franklin, all these assholes, they sold you out. They sold your bloodline out. I want you to understand this, man. I know you cursing your forefathers in private, but you come out here, oh, well, the niggers, they always on complaining. They always talking about racial. They just didn't go by their own bootstrap. Our forefathers, your forefathers wasn't shit. They sold out to the Ashkenazis, which is what the fake-ass Jews, the a.k.a. the Jew-ash man, Satan's child. And you know this. You know they sold you out. And you curse them every single day because your bloodline gonna have to suffer for this. Look at all the generational wealth that you have accumulated for throughout the 400 years. Now all of a sudden it's dwindling. We're dwindling. It's gonna be gone in a minute. You know why? Because we're going digital, baby. Everybody's gonna be on a level playing field. And guess what? You are going to end up having to do one thing if you want to be able to live comfortably and be able to go shop and go eat and go travel and go bullshit and go screw. If you want to do the same old two 90% of people bullshit the same, do the same thing. If you want to be able to do that, you gotta put the chip in your brain. Woo! That's why the Civil War is about to happen, man. America is about to implode on itself. One third. Some one third is going to fall. See, here's the thing. Like, we can't make this up. I said there's some one third is going to start falling. Look what some of the so-called speakers for Yah saying that we all Indians and we were all here. We never came in the shit. That's fabricated. That's a lie. Basically told the Most High, you're a liar. The man said that, and he knows the scriptures. So one third are fallen. But to my one third, nobody's gonna touch you, man. Don't even worry about it. Don't even sit up there and sweat this technique, man. We're gonna keep fighting, we're gonna keep moving, man. We're gonna keep fighting, we're gonna keep moving. Some of us are gonna be the 144. Some of us are gonna be the 144, so some of us are gonna be part of his army. The 144,000 going to be part of his army. I'm telling you that right now. Some of us have a secret power that we have not tapped in yet. We never thought we could tap in. But some of us got that secret power. That's why you got to cut off 90-95% of your circle, man. I'm saying that. You got to be focused, man. But going back to the European white man, and I just said on my Sunday show, and please check us out live on Twitch and Facebook. Please go on click on my website. It's right on the link is in the bio. Please click on that and know where you can catch us at on Twitter and Twitch and Facebook. We are live on Sundays and Wednesdays. There will be no Wednesday show, by the way, this week. But we'll be back Friday with a good show, with a freestyle. But I'm telling you right now, America has imploded on itself. The American white man has officially became the minority. And guess what? He does not like it. But this is only a small part of your punishment. All the blood, all the things you have done to the indigenous black man, woman, and child, to Yahweh's people. All the things you have done. You have cut pregnant babies out of the mother's womb, yanked it out, and stomped on it. Or you fed it to the alligators. You have hung, I don't know how many indigenous black men, women, and children from the higher tree. All the beatings you have given the Yahweh people. See, I'm telling you right now, this is nothing but karma coming. Recompensing. This is straight recompensing. So, I'm going to tell you something else, white people. I'm going to say this too. Don't come out here and ask for black folks' help. Black people, the one third, don't reach your hand for this whatsoever. Don't reach out your hand. Don't say, oh man, come on, white man. Come on, let's go. Let's fight together. No, let them two thirds do it. Let them two thirds be foolish. Two thirds of black folks are going to do it. Oh yes, master. Come on, we're going to stick together like a bunch of coons. No, one third, you stayed out of this. America has imploded on itself. And all these migrants, I'm going to say this right here too. All these migrants, they're not all Latino either. A lot of them are Asian. A lot of them are from Ukraine. A lot of them are from Russia. Our direct enemies are in our within our borders. And they spread out all over the place. They're waiting for one phone call. See, let me tell you something right now. See, this is where we at. This is exactly where we at. And I'm not planning to do a long show here. But I just had to tell you this. This is where we at, guys. They are waiting on one phone call. One phone call from where? I don't know. One phone call. And trust me, America, if you're going to see so much death, it's going to be ridiculous. This is why your spirituality got to be right, man. Your spirit got to be right. You got to be right, man. You can't have 20, 30, 40 motherfuckers all up in your circle, man. You can't have all these niggas all up in your circle. If you know more than 10 people really in your inner circle, that's too many damn people. I'll say about 2 or 3 or 4. And hell, even with the 3 or 4, hell, one of them may be a Judas. You don't know. But people knowing 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 motherfuckers, no, that's carelessness. I'm telling you right now where we at right now. They're waiting on one phone call. And they are going to unleash a lot of death. These are UN trained soldiers that's coming over the border. See, I'm trying to tell you something today. America is finished. America is done. We still got black folks talking about, man, all white people, man, they still, man, fuck. Listen, this is my message. The American white man is no longer in power. I want you to understand that. The American white man is no longer in power. I don't give a damn you put Trump back in that damn office. I don't give a damn you keep Biden's ass. It does not matter what happens. The American white man is no longer in power. The international courts had already said that the United States government had violated the laws of the indigenous people. And they said that to release every single acre of land to the indigenous black man, woman, and child. But America is not ready to give the land to the indigenous people. This is how hateful they are. We built this bitch. We built the White House. We built all this. We have done all of it. Yes, we have done all of it, baby. But instead of giving the land back to the indigenous black man, woman, and child, what do? They bring a whole bunch of migrants. But let me tell you something. It blew up right there in their face because now their enemies are here. And guess what? It's all been planned the whole entire time. America is not a country. It's a corporation. The corporation sold out the people. While you had your eyes on black folks the whole entire time, your employer, the Eskenazis, was screwing you with the damn grease. Now you're giving out $136 billion to Israel to continue to bomb and bomb and bomb. And then now you're in the damn fight. And now the same people that you're going to war with, they're coming over here over these borders, and we ain't got no documentation of them. They ain't got no background checks. They ain't got nothing. But a black man can't even get a damn decent job because he went to prison. Woo, come on. This is why America is going to fall. Your own hatred turned on you. And damn it, I'm here for it. That's all I got to say today. But there's no Wednesday show. No Wednesday show on Twitch and Facebook. No Wednesday show. But we'll be back on Friday right here on this platform. Right on this platform. We'll be here for the Friday night show. Of course, it'll be pre-recorded. And then we'll be back on Twitch and Facebook on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Please, we need a lot more listeners on our Facebook and Twitch. We need a lot more listeners. We need a lot more listeners. I mean, I'm doing fine, but we need a lot more. We need a lot more listeners. And also. Thank you to all the people that have subscribed to my YouTube channel. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. I'm going to continue to put out daily content. On our YouTube channel. We on the Empire Network. We are moving this thing, man. We're going to continue to move this thing. And one thing about it is this. As long as you have motion going, as long as you continue to push and keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing, Yah is going to be with you, man. But we cannot sit back and shoot. They talking about bombing. They talking about bombing people. Shoot, you know, I guess I gotta stop what I'm doing. Don't you let this stuff to my one third. Don't let this stop this. What you got going on? You continue to build. You continue to grow. You continue to get better. Whatever you got going on, it doesn't matter what you got going on. Wherever you got going on, you keep pushing. To my one third, you keep pushing. Two-thirds of black folks and 90% of white people are going to be worried about this. But the one-third and the 10% of Gentile, and what I mean by 10% of Gentile, I don't mean 10% of Georgia or 10% of Alabama or 10% of Texas or 10% of North Dakota. No, when I say 10%, I mean 10% of all Gentiles. Gentiles is everything other than what? Negro. That means your Latinos. That means your Iraq people. Your people from Syria, Asians, the Indian with the dot. We already know black folks are the original Indians. Yashkara. We already know that. But the one with the dot. Other than Negro. That's 10% all around the world is going to know that Judah are the black man, woman, and child, and they're going to rot with Judah. They're going to rot with the Hebrews. They're going to rot with the Hebrews. Hebrews. Not American Indian. Hebrews. They're going to rot with the Hebrews. They're going to rot with the Hebrews. Not no American Indian. Even though there are some Hebrews, there are Indian. The Hebrews. Yahweh was Hebrew. He made you in his image. You are Hebrew. Hebrew. You are Hebrew. The Gentiles are going to be rocking with the Hebrews. Rocking with the Hebrews. Not the American Indian, Black Indian. Peace and favor. Because the Most High gives favor, Satan blesses. Peace and one love.